I think history is central to any country. It's future, present. But more so in Zimbabwe, where you have nationalist movement being embodied in ZANU-PF, fought a liberation war. This is something people forget. It's just about 3 decades from that time when the war ended, right? It's fresh in our memories. Many of the figures who were involved in that struggle exist today. Hence the centrality of liberation history in terms of how we want to define ourselves, struggles of how to define ourselves in our politics. So I think it's very important to our future for that reason, and the fact that history is important for any country or individual. But in making that emphasis, I must stress it must be a pluralistic history, whatever it is. Various perspectives must be allowed to compete, to contend in a market of ideas about that past.